This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah will take oath as the Chief Minister of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir today. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha will administer the oath to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers in Srinagar. The Lieutenant Governor had invited Mr. Abdullah to form the government after his party emerged victorious in the recent assembly elections, which were held after a gap of 10 years. The last assembly elections to the J&K Legislative Assembly were held in 2014. Our correspondent reports that elaborate security arrangements have been made around the venue to ensure a safe and smooth event. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Council of Heads of Government in Islamabad today. He reached the Pakistan's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the neighboring country. The SCO meeting is being held under Pakistan's chairmanship, and Dr. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. Dr. Jaishankar had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and ruled out the possibility for bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania today on the second leg of her visit after concluding her three-day tour to Algeria. President Murmu had held various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership and delegations, giving a major booster to Indo-Algeria relationship. Our correspondent covering the president's visit reports that the president is scheduled to have multiple events in a day-long visit to Mauritania. She will hold bilateral meetings with her Mauritanian counterpart, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, and other leaders. President Murmu will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Mauritania. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a two-nation visit to Mexico and USA today. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from the 17th to the 20th of this month, Ms. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable in the city of Guadalajara, the Silicon Valley of Mexico. Ms. Sitharaman will also hold a bilateral meeting with Minister of Finance and Public Credit of Mexico, Rogelia Ramirez de Lao. She will also hold discussions with members of the Mexican Parliament to strengthen parliamentary cooperation and foster economic development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the National Security Guard on their raising day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the nation salutes to all the National Security Guard personnel for their unwavering dedication, courage, and determination in safeguarding our country. Industry leaders have lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for Digital India at the 8th India Mobile Congress during the International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024 in New Delhi. The telecom industry leaders also appreciated government's support towards reforms, innovation and collaboration. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over South Peninsula and West regions of the country during next 2 days. IMD has predicted extremely heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal today and in Rayalaseema, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam tomorrow. The weather agency said that heavy rainfall is also very likely in Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. Rain has delayed the toss for the first test of the three-match series between India and New Zealand in Bengaluru this morning. The hosts are currently at the top of the ICC World Test Championship points table, and victory in this series will further strengthen their hopes of qualifying for the final for the third time in a row. In tennis, India's Vijay Sundar Prashant and Jeevan Nindunchezia have entered the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Stockholm Open tennis tournament. They defeated the Swedish pair of Filip Bergevi and Erik Grevelius in a pre-quarter final match last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.